Clifford's loose tooth. Clifford was happy. He had a nice big bone to chew on. All of a sudden, he stopped chewing. "Uh-oh," he said. "My tooth is loose." Clifford had never felt a loose tooth before. It wiggled. It wobbled. He was worried. "Don't worry, Clifford," said Emily Elizabeth. "It's just a loose puppy tooth. When it falls out, a new one will grow in its place." "See," said Emily Elizabeth, "I have some new teeth." Emily Elizabeth went into her house. She came out with a box. In this box was a shiny quarter. "The tooth fairy took my old teeth," said tooth, said Emily Elizabeth. "She left this one for me under my pillow." Clifford looked at this beautiful shiny quarter. Maybe he would get a treat from the tooth fairy too. Off he went to tell Cleo and T-Bone. "Hmm," said Cleo. "I bet we can help that tooth along a little bit." "How can we do that?" asked Clifford. "We can just pull it out," said Cleo. "I don't think so," said Clifford. "You could sneeze it out," said T-Bone. "On the other hand, Mrs. Bleakman might not like that so much." "Maybe you should chew on some bubble gum," said Cleo. "A lot of bubble gum. Lots and lots and lots." Clifford thought about chewing bubble gum. He thought about the bubble he would blow. Bigger and bigger and bigger. Pop went the bubble. What a mess. "Thank you for your ideas," Clifford said to his friends. Then Clifford waited for his tooth to come out all by itself. It was a hard wait. But one day, out it came. That night, Clifford put the tooth under his pillow. In the morning, Clifford found a very big treat from the tooth fairy, who gave Clifford's tooth to Mr. and Mrs. Howard from the seashell shop. Now everyone could see Clifford's big tooth. The end.
But Mom.
What?
Did the tooth fairy deliver it to them?
Yes, to Mr. and Mrs. Howard for the seashell shop.
Wow.